Maryland's News Now. On the only station that matters, WBAL.com.
And now the veteran right-hander again will set and delivers. Fastball, swing and a miss. Truck game out. Ball game over. And the Orioles, again, in the win column, they beat the Yankees 2 out of 3.
Yeah, we like being in the win column, particularly against the Yankees. But the Orioles are going to be exciting to watch and listen to tonight for another reason as well, because of one young, hot prospect. And we're not talking about the voice of the Orioles, Joe Angel, although I'm sure at one time he was a young, hot prospect.
That is so disappointing. For a second there, I thought you might be talking about me.
I know. Sorry, I didn't mean to bring you down that way.
This must be a very important game because we've had, and I'm not exaggerating, we've had maybe 5 people walk in the booth since we got here asking us how to pronounce Kevin Gausman's last name. Well, it must be a big ball game.
Well, I'm glad you're the authority on that.
No, Fred takes care of that.
Oh, he does. Okay.
I mean, I have no idea.
I'll learn. You'll be practicing.
I will learn. Interesting story, though, Mary Beth, because, Kevin Gausman making his Major League debut tonight. His parents are going to be here. His girlfriend is going to be here. They flew in today. But last time his parents were in Toronto, Mary Beth, they spent their honeymoon here.
Aww.
So how about that? Two big
occasions. That's a good omen.
A honeymoon and their son is making the Major League debut tonight. So that'll be a lot of fun.
So you've watched these young kids kind of come up for their first games. Do you get nervous for them at all?
I do. I actually do.
I am.
Now, I don't know why, but I do get nervous because, well, you don't know how they're going to handle things. You know, Kevin Gausman, every indication is that he is ready to make his Major League debut tonight. His composure, his ability, his skills, his talent. I mean, it's all right there. It's just a matter of time. But you wonder how he's going to react. You know that once the game starts, that a whole bunch of extra adrenaline is going to be flowing through his veins, and you wonder how he's going to handle that. But every indication is the kid is going to be okay tonight.
Yeah, there's a lot of talk about him playing under the lights in, I guess, Louisiana and how he's probably used to sort of the spotlight.
Well, Buck calls him an experienced Friday night pitcher at the college level because, you know, I think every year LSU leads the collegiate ranks in attendance. So he's pitched in a bunch of big games. And, of course, it's a big advantage, the fact that Buck and the coaching staff and his teammates saw quite a bit of Kevin Gausman in spring training. So they got to know him. Once he got here, he's comfortable. He feels like he belongs, and that's an important factor.
And he has to face a couple of good hitters from Toronto?
Yeah, I would say so. Jose Bautista, the Batman, and, of course, Edwin Encarnacion, a couple of very dangerous hitters in the Blue Jays, and they're playing good baseball. They won 6 out of 9. They just beat Tampa Bay. Bautista had a big ball game last night. So, yeah, it'll be, as Buck says, a challenging lineup for Kevin Gausman. But, again, we think he's up to it.
Joe, I think everyone should come in and ask you how to pronounce all the players' names.
Especially all the Latinos.
Yes, you have wonderful flair.
Encarnacion.
It's beautiful. All right, well, enjoy Toronto.
Mary
it's a big
Beth.
Night.
Maria Betherina.
Do you know that the guys in the booth call this awkward radio?
What is that?
Between me and you, our dynamic.
Really?
What do you think about that?
I feel very comfortable with it.
Me too.
Now I'm getting nervous.
No blushing.
Okay. It's too late.
Oh, the voice of the Orioles, of the Angels, you see. Joe Angel.
Adios.